Greetings, everybody. Tim Karskin again on our daily podcast from Louisiana Christian Center. So glad you joined us, as usual. We're releasing this prophetic word. Hope to finish it up today about a great showdown that's coming and how we must participate with this word right now to see the gods of this world fall. And now we are today. We're going to put pressure on the words that God's given us. Let's push in. Let's go for it.
Because he has anointed you to preach good news. The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon you. Because he has anointed you to preach good news. He has sent you to the poor.
This is the year
to bind up the broken.
And I want to say this is the year of the Lord. I want you to be encouraged right now here on the 13th day of October 2021. We're in the battle. We're building on a prophetic word we had last month that I really didn't follow up on. I'm following up on now, but I also feel we've had some new prophetic that's come to reemphasize the showdown has come. And yesterday we gave clear indication of ways that you can do that and the gods that we're going against, especially right now, because when God goes to war and there's a showdown, he wants to deal with the gods of this world that are being elevated at that time, at Baal. It would have been the god of weather. You know, in Pharaoh's day was the 10 plagues. Those were all gods that God wanted to deal with. When God delivers a people, listen to me, from a spirit of the age or whatever's going on, he must pull down the god that the people are worshiping. And we got people in our nations, in our cities, and even our families who are worshiping the gods of this world right now. The gods of science, the gods of government. They put their trust there and not in the Lord. That's the spirit of mammon. And when I was studying mammon, I shared a little bit yesterday, one of the things the Lord showed me, when you serve the god of mammon, the actual spirit behind that is the spirit of poverty. And I had to have a conversation with the Holy Spirit when we were going through this study. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Spirit of poverty. And the Lord spoke to me about mammon is you trust mammon to meet all your needs according to its provision. And the word, after you finish, Jesus says that in Matthew 6, but he goes on and down 33rd verse where he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then these things should be added. So his answer in the context of saying that was that, if you seek me first and my righteousness and my kingdom, I'll take care of your needs. But mammon says, do not have to seek the face of God. You need to worry about how you're going to provide, and you take care of worry by trusting wealth and provision that comes from this world as your deliverer. Now, we all struggle with this at some level. And so God wants to destroy that god. So what is he doing right now economically around the world? He's stressing the economic system. People's funds around the world are struggling right now. In America, a study came out, it's costing Americans now already $175 or more a month just to pay for basic needs. And that's going to increase. The Lord gave us that word. The inflation is going down. I've talked to you guys in Europe. Your gas prices, everything's going up everywhere. Inflation's out of control right now. Because God is trying to say, who do you trust? You trust the economy of this world, or do you trust the economy of heaven? So a lot of Christians, if we're not careful, will begin to do what? Withhold their tithes, withhold their offering. I got to take care of my family. I got to take care of my needs. That's the spirit of poverty. You feel like you have to bring provision to what you have need of rather than trusting the God and the economy of heaven. And pause, because we're all thinking about this. And we got to trust. And that's why when it doesn't make sense to sow, we're sowing. Because we are trusting the economy of heaven. And I don't know how to explain it I heard, I think it was Pastor John Kilpatrick said one time, you know, when you prophesy and you sow, and you, it's like you're packing a train full of goods that is far off in a distance, and that train needs to keep coming into your station. And when you don't put anything in the train, the next trains that are coming are going to come back empty because you didn't sow into them. I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about your life, your investment, everything. Now your money's part of it. Okay, I didn't mean to get off on that. I wanted us to get us on that page. So many of us have prophetic words that are spoken over us that are still unfulfilled. And I have been teaching this, and we talked about, I think it was last week, about reprophesying those words. In other words, you put emphasis back on those words. You put, in a sense, a pressure on them. You know, I understand there's timing, and we always got to put that in the factor or the analysis of when things happen. I'm not stupid. I understand that. But Paul told Timothy, and I shared yesterday a little bit, 1 Timothy 1:18-19, he says, this charge I commit. Now, it's a charge. It's a commission. It's a command that Paul gives Timothy. And he said, I command you, son. He said, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage a good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck. Many people are having suffered shipwreck because they have not fought the good warfare with the prophetic words over their life and over their nation, over their cities. And I want to say this, if we are shipwrecked, we're not going to be able to look to God. We're going to have to look to us because we've rejected and not had faith in Him. We put our faith in mammon. We put our faith in science. We put our faith in the government. You know, I'm trying to get our people in America especially to quit focusing on putting a man in the office. Now, I want the right man in office. I want the right people in office. But I have got to not put my hope there and my trust there. And that really offends some of my friends. Well, you know, he's the right person. Well, he may be or she may be. But the fact is, my hope is not in them. My hope is in the Lord. I still participate, pray for them, pray that it happens. But the fact is, it's about a heart issue, and where is my hope? So we've got to be good stewards and prophesy, and the prophecies over our life, over our purpose, over what we're going after. And we have to make sure that they're fulfilled through pressuring, in a sense, putting our cry and applying that to the spoken word. Speak the word. And so I'm here to prophesy again, like I said yesterday, that God is going to pull down the God of science, and He's going to pull down the God of government, human government, in sense as being the God and the provider. And that science is going to be the healer. It's Jehovah Rapha is our healer. It is the government of God, the God created in the earth. He is the true government. He is the one that sustains us. Whew. I hope you're getting this. I hope you're understanding what God's trying to say here. And I was also thinking about the story in Judges 4 and 5 when Deborah and Barak, of that story, what it is another picture of putting a cry on our hearts toward the prophetic word that God has given us. You know, Israel had suffered 20 years of harsh oppression under Jabin, the king of Canaan. Then Deborah, the prophetess, receives a word from the Lord. It says in Judges 4:6-9, it says, then she sent and called for Barak, the son of Binnom, and Kadesh and Naphtali, and said to him, has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, go and deploy troops on Mount Tabor, take with you 10,000 men of the sons of Naphtali and the sons of Zebulun, and against you I will deploy Sisera and the commander of Jabin's army with his chariots, with his multitude in the river Kishon, and I will deliver him into your hand. And Barak said to her, if you will go with me, then I will go, but if you will not go with me, I will not go. So she said, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, there will be no glory for you in the journey you are taking, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. Now Deborah had received a word from the Lord to release her people from captivity. However, we see the story here, Barak wasn't excited about that. You know, he was a military commander of troops. He didn't have really weapons. And so Deborah was calling forth against an army of 900 chariots of iron. Well, that's huge. That's a huge army she's calling forth. But that's a picture. You know, he was a carnal and a realist. Look, who are we to fight against, you know, chariots of iron? And he did his best to talk her out of going forward with this, but she refused. And she refused and said, no, I'm going to act on the word of the Lord. She knew that she had to be a good steward of that word and release it and ask God to do what he said he's going to do. She finally got him to cooperate, and they went out after that. And after the battle ended, it was an easy victory for Barak. And God caused such a heavy rainstorm. Isn't that interesting? We talked about yesterday and so forth about the prophet of Baals who worshiped the weather. And these iron chariots get stuck in the mud, making the enemy easy prey. You know, and that's where we have to cry out to the Lord for this victory that the Lord wants to bring. You know, they went on in that story. And after the victory, there's this great song that they came up with. We can clearly tell what happens behind the scenes, if we want to say that, because there's always a backstory to what God's doing when we put this cry or pressure on the word that God has given. It says, here's a song. It's out of Judges 5, 4 through 8. And he says, Lord, when you went up out of Seir, when you marched from the field of Edom, the earth trembled. And the heavens poured, and the clouds also poured water. The mountains gushed before the Lord, this Sinai, before the Lord God of Israel, in the days of Shemgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael. The highway was deserted, and the travelers walked along the byways. Village life ceased. It ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, arose, a mother of in Israel. Those they chose new gods. Then there was a war in the gates. Not a shield or a spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. Now think about that. You know, the verse 4 there where it talks about how the Lord marched on the field, it kind of gives us a backstory of what was going on and how she was rewarded. This very thing, when the Lord went from her, he marched in the field, and the earth trembled and the heavens poured, the clouds poured out their water. Look, you got to understand that. You know, there seemed like there's like 10,000 people, you know, going after this thing. But you know, there's going to bring the victory. But no, the song tells us here that the Lord went out and empowered the troops. It was the Lord making sure that his word given through the prophetic Deborah, through the prophet Deborah, would be fulfilled. So that's an awesome picture. And I want you to get this. What God is saying through this story, when you speak the word of the Lord, it moves in the spirit. And so what happens is there's always going to be a resistance. The demonic's always going to resist it. And yet the Lord wants to make sure that the Lord of hosts brings forth the victory. He wants the victory more than you do. It's awesome that we speak the word of the Lord, but what's more powerful is that heaven partners with us. And even though there's forces against us, God is the victor. Are you tracking with me? I want to close this word out now and know this, that the story went on in Judges 5. Go read it later. They fought from the heavens, and the stars from their courses fought against Sisera. In other words, everything that God had available weapon-wise from heaven's host was part of it, but it required that Israel speak the word of the Lord. And we've got to speak the word of the Lord against these gods of this season, these false gods, these things that are happening all around us. And we have to trust the word of the Lord in this season. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And now I'm giving you a word. There's a showdown coming. We're about to have a showdown with the spirit of science, exaltation of science, and exaltation of human government over God's government. This is the Antichrist spirit against the true spirit of Christ. And guys, the showdown has come to our camp. It's our generation. It's our time to speak this. It's our time to go to war. Don't wait for another generation. Don't wait for another group. I'm telling you, there's war babies being born now. They're going to be a part of it. But I'm telling you, this is our time. We're going to war. I'm not going to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. I want your family to be healed, restored. I want your cities to be healed and restored. I want your ministries, your nations to be healed and restored. Because that's the battle the Lord is engaging in right now. And we must participate with it. Oh, I hope you enjoyed this word. Receive it. Walk in it. Participate with it. Let's put an onus on this word. Let's say, God, we are going to say, you said it. We're going to war with these prophetic words for this season. Oh, God, I love you. Thank you. Protect the podcast listener and everybody that's walking this. Strengthen us for the days ahead. All right. Come back tomorrow. We'll have a new word. See you. Well, welcome. Thank each and every one of you for following us on these podcasts. We so appreciate you and your heart to follow us on our app, on our websites, as well as all our platforms. Remind you, we're on Rumble now. I'm going to keep telling y'all that. Download the Rumble app on your phone or tablet, or you can watch online, rumble.com. Just type in Christian Center Shreveport and make sure you follow the page. That'll really help us get some momentum there. And make sure we have a place where we can always be on. Thank you for your giving. I always remind you, you can do that on our app, on our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. All right, tomorrow, come back. See you.